Hi guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. Forget about magic shave, clippers, and things of that nature. We deserve better products that work better for us, so check out getbevel.com today and use code TheRead to get 20% off your first month. That's getbevel.com, GETBEVEL.com. Use code TheRead to get 20% off your first month. It's time for a better shave with Bevel and The Read.
And if you tried to get The Read Tell Me Not app last week but weren't able to, make sure you text READ to 42767 no dash right now. That's READ to 42767. Again, message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit readtellmenot.com.
Hi, we're not in right now, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you. You're supposed to laugh big.
Oh.
Da-da-dum. Ding. Okay.
No. I never did all that. I just put music on my voicemail. Like, I don't know if you had a cell phone back when, like,
so
everybody
you're not
started
talking about Don't Walk Away by Jade. All right.
No, I'm not. Oh, no. Sorry. I thought we were just doing voicemails.
So, I'm Jasmine Masters.
Okay. And I'm the bitch who used to put music on her voicemail then.
And this is The Read.
Sorry. I never catch your references to stuff you're talking about. Thanks, by the way, for having all of Tumblr send me a link to see Hercules.
You're welcome.
And gifts to the Muses.
You are absolutely
I'm actually
welcome.
Very familiar with the Muses from, like, you know.
You're talking about the white ones.
Or, you know, Greek mythology. Like, not necessarily white.
No,
but
we're not talking about the Greek Muses.
So sorry, I did not see the Disney version.
Or, I don't know, whatever the fuck those crazy bitches
I'm
do.
So sorry,
I'm talking
please.
About the African American.
I'm over you.
I ain't talking about the Black Muses.
Okay. Yes. So thank you again for sending.
They were kind of like a Jade.
All of the social media people were like an In Vogue. To update me on that.
How many girls did In Vogue have?
They were cute. In Vogue had, I think, 4. So
I mean, in total, they've had about 6.
Oh,
so
well, I mean, if
they
we're
were kind
doing
of
that,
like the Muses.
I guess. Whatever you say. So thanks for sending all your goons to educate me on all the movies and shows and shit that I haven't seen. That
You're
all
welcome.
Of you know everything about.
You're absolutely welcome.
Thanks.
So let's just go on ahead and get started.
If you want.
This week on Black Excellence, I actually have 2 people again.
I need you to not look like that, though.
Because, girl, I do my best, but I can only do my best.
But still, like, the people are not. Nobody is, like, trying to fucking.
No one at home even knows what's happening
no,
right
they
now,
don't.
But it's fine.
It's fine.
So this week,
look at you.
I would like to, first of all, acknowledge 1 8-year-old by the name of, oh God.
We just practiced.
I know, but it's very hard. Her name is Mabu Loiseau.
There you go.
Hey, bitch, get into me. All right, so Mabu, that's so cute, Mabu. She is 8 or 9 at this point, I think. Last year, she was on Katie Couric's show because she's a polyglot.
I don't know what that is.
I'm guessing it means, like, badass.
Oh, okay.
She speaks, I believe, 9 languages now. At the time, it was 8 languages, which was...
So she just picked up another one.
French, Arabic, Spanish, Russian, Mandarin, Creole, English, Sign Language, and now Japanese. She also plays the piano, violin, drums, guitar, harp, clarinet, flute, conga. She sings and takes college-level algebra. And that was last year.
She plays the conga, not the Congo.
Not
the Congo, which is not a drum. Yeah, conga. Or, you know, a bongo.
You didn't have to do him like
that. Sorry.
That.
Anyway, congratulations to this little girl.
She's amazing. I believe they're Haitian, French, something. Either mm-hmm. way, she's brilliant. She knows that she is. I watched this clip of them on Katie Couric's show last year. They were both wearing, like, purples and lavenders, and she's just awesome.
Oh, so she knows she's royalty then.
Oh, yeah. She was like, oh, girl, I was born smart, duh. Like, that's a quote. So she knows she's the shit, and I'm so glad to see a child, like, yeah, like, I'm just...
Of course I'm smart.
Out here, you know, prospering.
I've been over here waiting on y'all to figure it
at
out.
At a fresh 8.
I've been knowing I was a bad bitch. How you 8 and speak 9 languages?
Adios.
Woo! I can't. I'm too done.
Calm de garçon to you too, bitch.
These kids.
Also, I would like to give honor to young Monet Davis. We've talked about Monet Davis
yes,
on
we
the show
have.
Before.
She's dope.
Little League
and for
legend.
Crossing up Kevin Hart like she did at the All-Star game. Did you
see
that?
Sports Illustrated. You know I didn't see
that. No, that was so fucking funny. You should watch it because you don't even really like Kevin Hart like that. So you should look at it because it's
don't
funny as hell.
That.
No, bitch, don't tell me not to do
don't
it.
Don't do that.
You the one who said you have never once found Kevin Hart funny.
Okay, see, bitch, you're living in the past, bitch.
No, fuck you, bitch. Because
no,
you're the
I watched. I watched a couple of his stand-up movies
okay.
on Netflix, and they were hilarious. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe Kevin Hart. The Kevin Hart that I was like introduced to, I mean, past Soul Plane, was like always hosting an award show, mm-hmm. and you know how they'll throw award like they'll throw the host out there and just be like, "Be funny."
Yeah,
Miley Cyrus isn't here yet. And
right.
I don't think he's very good at that.
I mean, well, that's pretty hard, I think, to ask somebody to just come up with material
right.
on the spot.
Exactly. I mean, but what? I still don't think he's like the next Eddie Murphy.
I mean, no, not all that.
Absolutely would never hate on Kevin Hart. I'm not.
Have
you
seen Real
Sony.
Husbands of Hollywood?
Oh, yeah, no. Real Husbands of Hollywood is
that
fucking
show is
hilarious.
Hilarious.
I like him now.
Yeah,
I just
okay.
didn't get it at first.
Oh, all right. So you came around. Like I did with Nikki. Look at us both coming full circle.
But see, like, I appreciate and I am, like, a fan of Kevin Hart's progress mm-hmm. and success. Mm-hmm. You are a barb.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not a barb.
We'll get
I don't,
to that
I
at
don't,
some other point. This is about Monet Davis.
Oh, right. Oh, shit. I forgot. What did she do this time?
Monet Davis has launched a sneaker line.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait. Yes, I did hear about
She's
this.
She's partnering with, I believe it's pronounced Made.
Okay.
Make a Difference Every Day. And releasing some shoes. They have like the color scheme of her team, her baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of like in a whole bunch of different colors. And proceeds from the sneakers will benefit Plan International USA's Because I Am a Girl initiative,
okay.
which seeks to aid girls living in poverty in developing countries. I love that they have like a tag on the back of the sneakers that say throw like a girl.
They have her name all over them too in like this little bitty tiny print. Like if you look at the close up, mm-hmm. her name is on them like in little tiny tiny
like
font.
Go the fuck off.
I love it. Congratulations to her. And it's going to a dope cause and everything too. Watch
$75. You can go to made-shoes.com if you're interested.
Okay.
They're for children and women, so I can't get any for me. Well,
I was
going to
say. Woo, God caught it.
So, bitch, you guessed it.
You, no, because you promised. You said you wouldn't
I said
this.
At the beginning I wouldn't. So, this week you was wrong is more of the theme. Because there was a lot of incorrect shit happening.
I don't trust you to put my headphones back on. So
oh,
I'm just
please.
Not going to do
We're
it.
We're done. But you guys, that portion is over. Mm-hmm. I only had one in me anyway.
Okay. If you say so.
All right, come back.
No, so what happened this week?
All right, put your headphones on.
Because I'm not doing it because I'm not going to let you scream in my damn ear again. I don't trust you.
Oh, don't be Taylor Swift about it.
Really? So we do, so we calling each other Taylor Swift, so we just go hurt each other? So we just going below the belt?
You're the one who doesn't mind her.
All right, so what happened?
So Jermaine Dupri says that...
I didn't put my headphones back
when
on
asked
for
by,
Jermaine Dupri.
So you're going to take your headphones back off. Associated Press. He, I don't know why, but apparently they're talking to him about Robin Thicke and Pharrell having to pay $7.3 million to Marvin Gaye's estate over
okay.
Bloodlines, which we laughed about last week.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine says that he gets it. Ciara's new single is a complete ripoff of Usher's You Got It Bad, is what he says.
Oh, damn.
I'm clear on what I made, and I'm clear on how music influences people, and I'm clear on chord changes and how people move things. It may not be as evident
oh, shit.
As Blurred Lines, but I believe the same thing happened to me.
Woo, damn. It was, first of all, is that true? Because I haven't heard Ciara's new song. So,
I mean, it sounds mildly similar.
Well,
like, the way... I mean, mildly similar.
A lot of R&B songs have like a similar sound, so. But I don't know if there's anything to the case.
It's not
that
close.
Like, if you listen to the backgrounds and stuff, though, does it sound like it could be like similar music?
If he hadn't said, "This sounds like You Got It Bad," I would have never listened to that and been like, you know what? It kind of does sound a little bit like it. But it doesn't sound so similar that it's like, oh, I feel like the same thing. When you listen to Blurred Lines, it's like, did somebody turn Marvin? Oh, that's not Marvin Gaye. All
right,
I'm gonna,
right.
I'm
like,
gonna sit
so
back down now.
Where is the song? Where is Marvin Gaye's voice? Like, that's, you think that immediately? Like, it sounds like the literal same song. So,
well, you know that they took Jermaine Dupri's house and his cars,
what?
His parrots, goldfish,
bitch, his parents,
real parrots.
Oh.
No, he had a picture at one point. He was like sitting on a staircase with a parrot on his shoulder, like Johnny Depp or somebody.
Oh,
and the parrot, Pirates of the Goddamn Caribbean. What the
niggas stunting
the Pirates of Bankhead.
So what, did he spend all his money or go?
I don't know. He just had a little bit of, like, I guess he had some financial trouble. I don't know if it's like a taxes thing or what, but he had, like, I guess they repossessed some stuff. I guess I don't know. But it makes perfect sense for you at this point. He was talking about 7.3 million,
right?
Well, shit, that shit sound just like some shit that I did back in 2002.
But first of all, this is Ciara, not Robin Thicke and Pharrell, so this is not about to be no $14 million single, so you can forget about a $7 million payoff. And secondly, I truly don't believe, even though I haven't heard it, so he might be right, I truly think that if it was that much of a dupe, I probably would have heard about it by now. Before I ever heard Blurred Lines, I heard about the Marvin Gaye shit. Like, I knew before I even heard that song for the first time that people were pissed about that. So I feel like if Ciara was really ripping off JD, then we probably would have heard about that shit by now. JD is not about to sue Ciara. Come on. That's
not
going
to
happen.
No, he's not
about
to sue Ciara. I feel like he's just, you know,
just trying to make it about himself, or
Janet is out in fucking Dubai or wherever with her motherfucking
bitch.
Bitch,
have you seen Janet's husband?
They just drinking oil out in that bitch and you. And they took your rolls,
bitch,
or whatever. So, girl,
just
I get it.
Crude oil and champagne glasses. These niggas is toasting on private jets and feeling stupendous. And your ass is over here with a parrot on your shoulder in an abandoned.
It's bad enough her first single is a Future diss. And her baby's name is Future.
Wow, but you did that to yourself, girl. And we tried to coach you through this last year, but you didn't listen. We tried to tell you not to have no baby, but raggedy ass Future with that lineup of baby mamas he got. And we tried to tell you not to name that baby Future, but you know now.
I like the song, though.
Okay.
Speaking of people that we tried to help.
This is a long list, so. You look like you don't want to do this. Maybe you do. Bitch, can you not cackle?
Ooh, bitch. So, let me just preface this by saying that when I heard about this,
okay,
I closed my MacBook. I turned the television off. And I just sat in silence for a moment. And it was like, have you ever, like, felt like a laugh, like, on its way? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I just had to, like, brace myself for the way that I was about to die laughing. And I hit the floor, bitch.
What the hell, even?
When I heard that Karrueche is going to be on Iyanla Fix My Life.
My God.
Like, it is truly happening. There is a
the glee on your face.
It is real, bitch. Like,
yes,
there is a preview.
Is.
There is a date. Mm-hmm. It is prepared.
There is an air date.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's happening.
Like,
so we have to watch it.
So first,
we
what?
To watch.
I already said it to record, bitch. Are you kidding? There's no way I'm gonna miss this
we
shit.
We have to look at this. What the fuck was she thinking?
First of all, okay, Karrueche.
Oh, girl.
I have been trying to help you repair that life for the better half or the better portion of a good smooth, I don't know, 2 years.
It's been at least.
I have been trying to reach out to you and help Cody, but you just, it's fine. I pronounced your name wrong for I don't know how long and you don't see it for me. It's fine. I get it. Somebody's
got
to do it. Someone needs
has
to touch
got
you.
Got to reach out.
So, who better than good old, like, all right. If you have listened to this show, you already know I live for Iyanla.
Yeah, you do, but not in like a dope way. In a this shit is so funny, I have to laugh at it way.
Right, because
so
it's not even the thing about Iyanla is that she's like she. I feel like she does a good job. I think at getting through to people and trying to help, mm-hmm. but she does it in the funniest ways sometimes. And sometimes bitches need it, like when she was like, "You let a penis." Penetrate your friendship. A penis! Like, she shouted a penis. She like,
did. I'll never get that out of my head.
But, girl, when she stuffed all of those Negro cabbage batch, those gollywog toys into that man's arms and said, look at all of these. No, and you won't put them down. She, yes. like, it's so funny the way that she chooses to, like, get through to people. Yeah. But it's like, this makes me think it's. I cannot
wait. Oh my God, I cannot wait to see, what
see
she does.
The way that she is going to gather this young lady.
I feel like she's going to have a diorama set up as soon as Karrueche walks in. Like, okay, sis, we're going to just sit down and look at your goddamn life.
Iyanla, why didn't you call me, girl? Like,
I could have helped on this.
I couldn't. Because I could have seen myself storming into Karrueche's home with Iyanla, and I'd had a briefcase and just flicked it right on open. Well, girl, let's get down to business. All right, exhibit A. Yes. Like, let's not even
we
cut corners.
We have a
corners.
Lot to get done, so
let's just go
get
ahead
started.
And get this shit, let's get it cracking.
Yes.
I'm glad, though. Like, I don't know why you would choose. Like this.
Right. Well, I know why you would choose this so that you could keep your name out there. I just don't get it.
More power to you. You really? Know, like, I'm not even gonna, because you chose to stay in a situation like the most publicly shit right. relationship right. imaginable. Like, shit.
Y'all were together and he went back with Rihanna and made a song and let her talk about how she was sweeter than a rice cake and you continued to fuck with him.
Do you
girl.
Remember when she put that those hoop earrings
yes,
on that bag of rice cakes and Instagrammed
and
it
I failed the
and
fuck
those
out.
Sunglasses
Woo,
bitch.
Got him.
Like she tried the fuck out
she
of your
truly
ass.
Truly did.
And it was bad
enough.
And
your boyfriend
enough.
Encouraged it.
It was already, people were already looking at you crazy because you were all right dating the nigga that beat his girlfriend's ass.
Right.
Like, so you started off, and you were having threesomes with his ass now. And why do we know that? Because you got mad at him, probably for good reason, mm-hmm. and he told us.
Right.
Like, of course.
He is just such
I'm
garbage.
Glad.
Yes.
I'm glad. That she's getting the help that she needs. I don't know why you chose
is,
to stick around that long.
Is she getting the help
long.
That she needs, though?
Probably not.
because
but,
this is for entertainment purposes only.
And I'm getting it.
Oprah and Iyanla about to exploit the fuck out of this girl.
Bitch, let me see if I can find some quotes. Because when I tell you that Iyanla went straight for blood, she was
oh,
like,
no, I'm not watching any previews. I don't want anything to spoil this for me.
It's literally
see.
Like 15 seconds long.
Okay.
It's like her just holding Karrueche's hand and like asking her like questions and saying, she's like, how'd you find out that he had a baby by another woman? Like,
oh, so this is recent. Oh, so yeah. Karrueche called Iyanla then and was like, hey, girl. So.
Someone reached out to her in the last few weeks
yeah.
and taped this, I guess, at her home.
Wow.
And Iyanla owned everybody was like, girl, get this shit up today. Like, no sleep. We're not getting anything, bitch. If you need me to get you an Oprah chai latte, then we can do that. But
yeah.
you get to editing this goddamn footage, bitch, because we're punching it up on air as soon as fucking possible.
Right.
It's fresh.
It is. I see. Okay.
So she's like, he betrayed you. He lied to you. Like, and you know how she'll like
for
hold
years,
your hand
though,
and
like,
called you beloved. Yeah. I can't wait for her to eat this
yes,
up.
To sit here with this little girl and be like, so listen, you and I truly need to have a heart to heart because you consistently are making terrible decisions. And it's evident to me that nobody in your real life gives a sliver of a fuck about you. Otherwise, you would not be in this bull situation time and time again. So if she is going to sit up here and read this little girl into the earth and then
I
let
mean,
her
I
go,
can't
I will
feel
be
bad.
Here for it.
I want to really, really feel bad for her because she has been through so much bullshit and mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what it's like. But a part of me, like, I don't want to say it's her because there are a lot of women in the entertainment industry, especially now that Kim Kardashian has built this mold you know, they're...
Yeah, now that she's shown all the hoes in the way in which they should go, they all trying to take that path.
And I mean, it really... I feel like that has been something that's been taking place in the strip club for a long time. Like, I'm mm-hmm. beautiful, look at my body, you're a dumbass. If you're gonna buy me a house and fucking cars and pay my motherfucking bills because I'm fine and I'm gonna fuck you, then girl, let's go for it. Mm-hmm. But like... And I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
At all.
You want to.
But, like, I feel like a lot of women now are unfortunately, like, they're just looking at that as, like, a career. Like, instead of doing some actual shit, they're just trying to find somebody, like, find a royalty baby.
Yeah.
She named
the baby.
Her baby.
Check. Money. So, deposits.
You know, I'm not saying that that's Karrueche, because the only reason I feel like... that can't be her is because who wouldn't have left a long ass time ago? You could have left and just been Karrueche a long time ago.
A whole lot of people wouldn't have, and we got the letters in the inbox to prove it. It's a whole lot of y'all out here.
That's what I'm saying.
Stuck on a fuck nigga who ain't got his shit together and don't know how to treat you, and sitting up here on Twitter laughing and retweeting memes about Karrueche, knowing good and goddamn well 6 months ago it was you.
And that nigga was going on radio talking about even, he said, even Rihanna, who are you going to find better? If Chris Brown okay. feels like Rihanna can't find somebody better, then what the fuck do you think he's telling Karrueche?
Right.
And here you got Kanye West, old dizzy Looney Tune black ass, on record saying the same goddamn thing. Like,
no. Let me tell you something. If anybody can do better than Chris Brown, it's fucking Rihanna. Now, Karrueche may not. Chris Brown may be as good as it gets.
Now,
but Rihanna, I know, can do better.
That's the thing here. And we give Karrueche shit because A, it's fun. I'm not going to deny it. B, like, you know, she is the one who has stayed in this relationship with him for a long, long time. But we can't, don't fret and act like if Karrueche hadn't left this nigga a year ago, she couldn't have, even at the very least, found another famous nigga who would at least treat her nicely, or found another rich nigga who will do like treat. If you're out here just trying to find somebody to take care of you, girl, you could have done that a long time ago. You could have found an upgrade. Karrueche can do that too. Rihanna don't have to. Rihanna can take care of herself.
Y'all don't want to be taken care of. Y'all want to be taken care of and famous. Y'all want the attention. Y'all want to be on the goddamn.
They
want
to be a real housewife,
right? You bitches you bitches want to be gifts and shit. No, fuck you. If I ever get my body together and have a nigga paying my bills, trust and believe that nigga will be a secret.
Oh my God, TMZ could just do a Real Housewife show. No. The Real Housewives of TMZ, starring Karrueche, Amber Rose, Johnny Blaze.
Who? What is this? A web show?
Diamond Strawberry.
Diamond Strawberry.
Listen, I just figured out that that's a real person with a name that's actually Diamond Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry's daughter is Diamond Strawberry.
And so you just figured, like, hey,
so you just said,
let's
why not
just go all the
full
way
full stripper.
Left.
Yeah, let's just go completely into the world of exotic entertainment and name our daughter Diamond Strawberry. Yes, her legal given name. So... you know.
And she is nuts.
And she's a mess. Like, girl, go home to your rent a baby. Like,
so,
and quit bullshitting.
Let's talk about Dame Dash. Very briefly.
Are you going to explain who he is for all the white people? Because you know they do not know.
Yes, because once Jay-Z started making white money, it's because,
like,
he left Dame Dash's ass in the
damn
dust.
Let me tell you what
dust.
I'm going to do is get rid of these niggas. And go build my fucking wall.
Have you ever seen that clip
yes.
that somebody made of them at Hot 97?
After that concert,
after the summer
after
jam,
show,
where they had
after
Michael
summer
Jackson,
jam, yes, and them niggas was doing all that.
Somebody made a clip of him, of them backstage. It was Jay-Z, Memphis Bleek, and Dave Dash, and they were like wasted, and
yes,
like to be fair, having a good time,
right.
But they were like wasted,
yeah.
And they're asking, oh, you know, like, what do you think of the show? And they're just saying like nonsense,
mm-hmm.
And Jay-Z standing there silent, and the look on his face is just kind of like, I could be at home with, like, a Beyonce right now.
What the fuck am I doing with myself? I should be laid up with some person.
And the caption says, girl. The moment when Jay-Z realized that he had to let go
yes,
of the get rid of
he knew.
Anyway.
That was the time.
So Dame Dash is 43. Dame Dash,
I hope that's
was
relevant.
On the... It is.
Okay.
Dame Dash is... he was on The Breakfast Club recently, and they kind of got into, like, a heated little spat.
With Charlamagne?
With Charlamagne.
Of course.
But he wasn't even really going at it with Charlamagne. He more so was like, it seemed like more of the heat was between Dame and Envy. And rightfully so, because Dame was doing way too much. Oh, okay. And nothing he said made any sense. So the entire interview was kind of, I honestly feel like maybe he's listened to the show and they said something about him that they didn't, you know, he didn't like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And so he used his moment up there to try and be alpha male.
Oh, God.
So the most of the interview was discussion about what real men do and what, I guess,
fake men
do. I don't know. But one thing he kept coming back around to was gossip. And he kept saying that real men don't talk about other men. He said something about if a man has a boss, then he's not a real man. Men don't gossip.
What is a real man? And why would anybody want to be Dame Dash's version of a real anything? Nigga, ain't you real broke? Ain't you real struggling? Ain't you really out here trying to make a name for yourself again? Fuck out of here. Who gives
men
a fuck?
Men don't talk about other men. This is a great one. Real men don't rely on social media. Social media, he said, how can a man say social media with a straight face? Men don't listen to social media. So you're a businessman.
So you're basically saying, here's a ton of fucking money I'd like to piss on and then flush down the goddamn toilet. Because do you know how much money niggas are making on social media?
Are you aware that there isn't a single successful business that doesn't have a social media presence of some sort?
Bitch, everybody is using social media.
Are you aware that businesses have social media departments where they are paying large salaries to some kids just to run their Twitter?
Do you realize media companies have entire departments dedicated to social media? Whole teams of people just for Twitter, just for Facebook, just for Pinterest, just for Instagram, just for Tumblr, just for Kick, just for Grindr. Like, they have people or whatever else. Like, they have people.
No, you're right.
People are making millions off social media. What the fuck are you talking about? Men don't
use
social media.
It's one of the most lucrative, like...
You a goddamn fool. Do you know how big you have to be to not use social media? You have to be Google, okay? You have to be Apple. That is the level you have to be at if you do not want to be on here with a fucking Twitter and sending your shit to Facebook.
You have to
and
be
shit.
Someone who... You have to be...
You have to be a part of society.
That
society.
Is literally making money on a, like, year off.
Right, like, exactly. Like, it doesn't even matter.
An inescapable fucking...
Like Google or Apple. Like,
not
really,
Dame Dash.
Not Dame goddamn Dash, who nobody has heard from since Aaliyah died.
Real.
Bitch, where is the lie?
Okay, so, like, he said something about real men keep women around. It just kept going back to this whole, like, back and forth of what a man does and what a man doesn't do. And then he got personal at one point. First of all, can we just address the gossip thing? And I think I've said this before. The lie that gossip is a trait for women is just... Can we get rid...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as a gay man, I can say that I'm very familiar with gay men, straight men, gay women, straight women, all the ins betweens. Like,
okay.
I've had conversations. I've been around y'all.
Oh, God.
If you believe that men gossip just as much as women, if not more. The one thing I will give him, though, is that from my experience anyway, I don't really see men gossip that much about men, but they gossip about women just as much as women do. So ain't that what, I mean, women don't really gossip about men either.
I mean,
if most of the time women are gossiping about other women or they're talking about the niggas they're fucking.
Doesn't but everybody gossip, though?
Like, everyone gossips, but to sit here and say, oh, well, real men don't talk about women. Don't talk about men. Well, men don't gossip. When you're sitting here talking about who you fucking or the girl that won't
is?
Talk
right.
to you, whatever, like the bitch down that you seen at the gym or the grocery store the other day and the way that you would like to fuck her, that's gossip. What do you... What,
right.
But you,
I'm anyway. Still trying to figure out what the fuck a real man isn't. Or like how do you become not a real man? Like, what does that make you then? What are you instead?
It got to a point where he started talking about, like, DJ Envy's son and how he
Fuck, he didn't.
He was, well, not talking about his son, but like saying basically, like, you don't own power. Like, Envy doesn't own power. They own shares. But he's like, if your son wanted to get a job here, could you get him a job? If your son wanted to sell, blah, blah. Like, he was like, what? what? Oh, well, then you're not a boss. Like, he started to, like, go a little bit too left for him, and it just... This is all I have to say. First of all, as far as like the boss thing goes, I was sitting there watching this interview, waiting for someone to say, what did you bring in the last fiscal year? What are your earnings looking like there?
Let's talk about
over
boss.
At you know, Dame Dash and Co. or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck it is. Like,
since you're such a boss, show me your employees. Like, let me see what you running, nigga.
Or whatever it is that you like.
But I mean, like, reveal to me your empire, nigga, since you up here with
Since
a
you
list
got
of food.
The answers.
Right. Since you know what is to be done and what real niggas do and what real niggas don't do. Since you got it all, bitch. You done wrote the handbook and you got the guide, bitch. Come on. Show the financials then. Let's see the companies.
What are you punching in? What have you been punching in since Jay-Z left?
Since Jay-Z was like, okay,
let's
well,
talk
I'm
about
done.
That.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just be honest. Like, you feel a way about maybe some things that they've said or the fact that they brought up Jay-Z and you didn't want to talk about Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. But doing all of this bullshit on the side and talking about what's a boss and what's not, it doesn't make any sense, especially not coming from your mouth.
Right.
As far as real man and fake man...
I don't even
Sweetheart, that's a DL trait. Now, I'm not saying that Dame Dash is on the DL. This is why I haven't done this video. It's just like it's a huge conversation.
Oh, God.
But the niggas, for you to be 43 years old, mm-hmm. still saying pause, you have kids, you've dated women. I don't think that anyone, I don't know of anyone who's questioning your sexuality. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to talk about pause? Why are you so obsessed with masculinity?
Right.
Why are you so obsessed with the guideline? If a real man doesn't gossip about men, if you claim that you don't think about men that much, why are you trying to lay out all the guidelines of what qualifies
right, exactly.
you as a man and what doesn't? Why are you so obsessed with social media? Does it, like, if you...
I mean, my nigga, not even Facebook. A nigga can't get on Facebook and share pictures of his kids and shit. Like, nothing. Just no.
Real man, the sound of social media. What does that sound like?
I'm sure real men don't use real toilet paper or washcloths.
I've talked about
balls
this before.
I'm sure real men
don't
cut their toenails.
No
or...
pulp. Drink the pulp, sissy. Like, who the fuck? Why don't you mind your real man ass business?
And it's like, crazy what people come up with, like, for reasons. Like, a girl, dead ass, I saw on Facebook, this girl was supposed to have a... thought she was having a baby girl, had a baby boy, and went out and bought brand new shit for the nursery, brand new car seats and everything, because like the car seat was purple and she didn't want to take the baby home in a purple car seat because she thought it was gonna make him gay. Like, girl, what are y'all doing? Why are y'all even out here procreating?
If I sit in here and try and battle ignorance all day long, do you know how much time I waste?
I just know your baby, who is 9.5 hours old, does not care what color the fucking car seat is. Like, and it has no effect on your child. And Dame Dash talking about real niggas are bosses and real niggas don't tweet or whatever the fuck. Like, you just don't know what you're talking about. And you just saying shit in an effort to say shit. And all you do is sound ignorant.
And furthermore, if you are the example of a real man, maybe you should keep that to yourself.
That's
because
really
I don't
it.
Understand who is like, oh, Dame Dash is a real man. I aspire to be
yes.
that. Like,
let me just be a fake nigga then. Where is the fake nigga list at? Let me go register now. Because if a real nigga is on Dame Dash's level, I got other aspirations. So send me on over to the other line, girl. This nigga ain't got nothing. He's literally not selling anything I would buy.
He's angry. Yo, angry
and that's fine, but your direction in life is not one I want to take. So don't be surprised that people don't want to follow your advice.
All right, so we've got two more.
How? I feel like we have been doing this all our
lives.
Unless
one of these is going to be my read, but I don't really want to read these people.
Okay. What a conundrum.
You know what? I'm going to actually do this, and then we'll address the last one at the show. But it's not going to... All right. So, all right. Because I don't have a read anyway. But then, all right. Fine. So, let's talk about Common.
Fuck. I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, let's do that. Sorry.
Fuck.
You know, sometimes I just like to curse.
Okay. Common was on The Daily Show recently, talking about a new movie that he's coming, that he's in with Liam Neeson, called Run All Night. I'm just glad it's not called Taken. So.
Okay. Why are you
there's
like...
that.
All right.
They also spoke about the song Glory for, I don't know how many times. Common won an Oscar and a Golden Globe for this song. They performed it. It's beautiful. Got me emotional. When they performed it at the Oscars. The Oscars were the one where white people were crying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, that was it.
That one punched me in the gut. However, Common said some things during this interview with The Daily Show that I want to address, because Common's my brother. I love Common. And, you know, Common is like my black brother. I don't want it to be one of those things. Right.
Right.
But he said, I don't know if he was addressing the song itself, but it felt like he was talking about black, like the black community.
Oh,
and
God.
He was saying like extending a hand of love instead of fists.
We are right now.
Extending this to white people.
Okay.
And that is the stage that we're at. And he kind of likened it to a relationship, saying that, you know, okay, where's the damn quote?
Okay.
I'm not sitting there like, white people, y'all did us wrong. I mean, we know that existed. I don't need to keep bringing that up. It's like being in a relationship and continue to bring up the person's issues. Now I'm saying, hey, I love you. Let's move past this. Come on, baby, let's get past this. So what he's saying is that black people need to just kind of open our hearts and our hands and, I don't know, our chests, mm-hmm. Our skulls, I don't know, like whatever. We just need to be open and full of love so that white people can receive the love and that we can understand one another and coexist in harmony, because I don't know, violence doesn't solve anything.
I don't know why he's putting it on us, like we the ones who've been getting in the way of racial harmony all this time.
So here's the thing. I love you, Common. And there are just a lot of black people. I don't know about the word a lot, but there are black people that feel like, you know, the answer is love and harmony and unity and all of that. And I get it. And that would be amazing. But, you know, Scandal comes on Thursdays, and that's all the fantasy that I need, bitch. So, like, I'm over here in the real world.
Like, cause you really just pulled that completely out your ass. Niggas, so the issue here is that black people are not extending their arms out to white people in a gesture of brotherly love in order to repair the rift between us.
I disagree.
It's like a relationship. Do we go together with white people and they cheated on us and we just haven't been able to get past it?
Here's the problem.
Come on.
We have extended hands of love many times.
Many.
We have been peaceful many times. Mm-hmm. We have cried. We've done all of that. It doesn't get anywhere. If you're in a relationship, you are going to bring up the issues over and over again if your partner keeps displaying these fucked up issues over and over again. And if they can't get, if you can't get through to them, then there's no relationship.
Eventually, you're just going to leave that nigga because you don't want to be Karrueche staying trying to make something work with a nigga who ain't got no goddamn sense. I mean, but what the fuck did Common see? This is what I'm saying. Even if a nigga is light-skinned and make music videos for deaf girls with big-ass cue cards and shit, you cannot assume that he is down or conscious or knows what the fuck he's talking about, because that was ignorant as shit. It's on black people to resolve the racial issues in America. You just could not sound more stupid. Black people who have, first of all, were forcefully brought up. No, I don't have to go over the goddamn American history. Like, I don't have to do that. You know that this was dumb. I don't even have to sit up here and give the reasons why.
It doesn't make sense. And I disagree. I just feel like there are so many black people at this point who keep suggesting this, are saying things like, for instance, Kendrick Lamar. Love his album.
Mm-hmm.
I love the album. And it's kind of weird to me that so many niggas are complaining about the sound, since it's like jazz, funk, soul.
No, I love the sound.
That's kind of what birthed hip hop in the first place.
I mean,
place.
Not to mention those are black forms of music that we created, so it makes sense.
Either way, but he said things on some of those songs, like a few lines that I didn't agree with, but it doesn't mean that like our overall perception of what's going on is not the same. So I can't, it doesn't, like, we're not I'm not going to agree with every person about racism or the ways that we change it or the ways that it affects us or blah, blah, blah. Because obviously, we're not even finished with that. We will get to it, I guess, towards the end of the show since we're running out of time. But I just don't agree. I don't feel like it's on black people. I don't feel like black people should even feel obligated to extend a hand of love to an oppressed. It's, and it's not even just about like violence. I think that Common is looking at it like, oh, well, we don't want to die no more. And we just want to be happy. And hopefully you can understand that and whatever. Like, I don't understand. It's not even just about killing innocent mm-hmm. children or parents or mothers or parents. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about that. It's about like the order and the structure of this country. It's mm-hmm. about like being able to walk into a store and a white person not looking at me and feeling like you already know my story, feeling like you already know everything about me because of the color of my skin, because of the way that I speak, because of the way that I dress. It's more than just like violence mm-hmm. and tragedy. It's about like, hey, look at us like American citizens. Look at us as people.
Right.
Look at our culture as our culture. Like, let us respect each other. Not just let us live and, like, let's all be happy and go to the movies and spend $15 right. on popcorn. It's like, let us coexist, but you have to respect me. Mm-hmm. And I will respect you. But we've done our goddamn part.
That's not to say
that I'm gonna walk out onto the street and just hate every fucking white person I see, because I have enough sense, I'd like to think, to know that not every white person hates me. Not every white person looks at black people a certain way. I get that. But I'm not going to say, white people, please love and respect me. I love you.
Hell no.
You love me. We are a happy family, but you get to eat first, and bitch, just give me the scraps. Bitch, I'm not doing that with you. Like, I'm not doing it with you. We built this motherfucking country anyway. So get out your goddamn feelings. Be real with yourself. And if you want racism to end, stop. We need to stop blaming black people for racism.
Right.
Hello? We could all agree with it. We could all every nigga could have a Skype session tomorrow and say, no more racism.
Yes.
We're going to do better. We're all going to pull our pants up and stay out of jail. That's not going to end it. It's not just on us.
Right.
We would love for it to be a thing where black people just have to get together and hold hands and be the energy and force that stops racism. But girl, it's not on us. And the majority of it ain't on us. So let's acknowledge that.
As soon as they start looking at us as people, then maybe we can get somewhere. But when you are looking at us as animals or calling us thugs or monkeys or whatever the fuck else and acting like we are not as intelligent as you or not worth as much as you, then what the fuck do you really expect black people to do? I feel like Common just wanted to say something to just like make people feel good.
He's Common.
Or make people feel like they could be unified or that something could happen. But this was short-sighted and you just didn't think it through. It just didn't make any fucking sense. You gonna ask the people who are victims of racism to fix racism? How does that work?
Whatever. I love Common. I'm not gonna hold it against him. I felt like I just don't agree with him.
I mean, yeah, but I do like Common, but this comment was ridiculous. And then he said something again today about black men just waiting, like we just need black men to send out their love or something, and then all the moonbeams will shine back on us and God will bless us with sunshine and happiness in our hearts or some such nonsense. I'm just like, all right, Common.
Well, Common, sweetheart,
enjoy the weed
while you are setting your eyes to the moon or wherever and letting all the rays of light and love shine down on you. I'm going to keep my eyes wide open because they are here to kill me.
The rest of us will be down here in real ass life.
Hey.
Is there one more? Are we done?
No, that's it. Because the one more, I guess, is going to be my read.
Okay, great. Fantastic.
So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, don't forget about our awesome sponsors over at Bevel, created by Tristan Walker, who is a young entrepreneur. He found a void in the marketplace and filled it with Bevel. It is the first and only shaving system created especially for men with coarse and curly hair. Kid Fury loves it, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about it.
Yes, I've talked about this product many times, and it's one of my favorite products. I love talking about it because I use it all the time, even though I should have used it today. But that's all right. Bevel on Fleek when I get home.
Okay.
Bevel, the product is amazing. The kit comes with a razor, like a straight razor, and it has some kind of like fantastic technology that uses like a gravity or something in there.
Come on,
to like get right close to your skin. So I have not. Literally, I have not had to worry about like my skin being irritated or razor bumps or anything like that since I've been using my razor, my Bevel razor. And it also kind of inspires me to, you know, try new beard things.
Okay, so, can you do like shapes and designs and you know, fancy maybe I'll and do stuff? Something.
I don't know, no, probably not. But either way, Bevel is awesome, so give them a shot.
Yes, and it's not just you. Bevel is clinically proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps. And 4 out of 5 men who try to report it reduced razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation. So get started today at getbevel.com and use code THEREED to get 20% off your first month. That's GETBEVEL. It's time to upgrade your shaving experience with Bevel and The Reed. So use code THEREED at getbevel.com. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, so it's time for the listener letters.
It sure is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and it may just be read aloud on the show. So, where do we start this week? Let's start with Grindr. So this question comes from, I'm going to say Antonio because he didn't give us a real name. And it says, Dear Kit, Fury, and Crystal, I am a man who decided to try out Grindr as soon as I turned 18. While scrolling the heaven of local males, I discovered that my high school crush was on the app too. So I sent him a message, but he said that I never was his type. A few months went by and I wanted to use Grindr again, only this time to confirm whether someone around me was also using the app. Since I couldn't be seen using the app as myself, I used a fake picture from a guy on Tumblr. However, my crush saw the fake pic on Grindr and messaged me. We've hit it off and we seem to have a connection, but the problem is that now he wants to meet. I know I have to face him soon.
Really?
But is there a way around this?
Oh my gosh, you don't say.
So you mean to tell me you use some fine, probably light-skinned niggas pictures off Tumblr and your crush thinks that the boy is cute and now you're wondering how to tell him that you're really a catfish? How is this conversation go? It feels like not well. What were you?
Let me Google what Neve's email address is.
What do you do though in a situation like this where somebody you really like?
Neve and Max, because I want to see the whole thing happen.
No, we are not going to direct somebody to embarrass themselves on fucking television.
Why would you do that?
I understand that, you know, you were trying to be sneaky on the app and so you did something that maybe you shouldn't have done or whatever else. I get it, but I don't understand why you engaged him at all knowing that that wasn't really you. Like, why would you start up a conversation with him?
I've always kind of wondered what the thought process is.
Right.
Because if you're like, Catfish had a marathon the other day, actually, and one of the episodes with there was a guy on one of those episodes who was just like into it, who just liked to catfish people because it just like got
like
him off.
Like fun, exhilarating?
It was just like fun for him. And I remember like Max, the Silver Fox.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was like, pissed. Not today, honey.
Yeah.
Like he was, I remember he had like put his camera down or something and be like, I'm out.
Yeah. So, Max is always like, why are y'all wasting Viacom's money? Like he's always the pissed one.
I guess, if you're just, like, insane, sure. But if you are, like, talking to people that you're actually interested in, what do you expect to say to them when you want to meet them and they don't?
Yeah. Because phone sex and nudes are only going to go so far, honestly. Like, eventually this man is going to want to see you. He's going to want to smell and taste your real booty hole or whatever else happens.
You didn't have to.
I'm just saying, like, eventually people grow tired of the internet and digital connections or whatever, and they're going to want to take it to the next level. And so if you know the picture you're using is not you, then that day is inevitable. There is no, you're asking us how you can get around it. There is no way around it unless you grow a whole new face.
Harvest the face. Because I don't think there's
that
anything
fucking
else.
Terrible movie with John Travolta.
I don't
face
want to
off.
Talk about Face Off I don't want to talk about the
fucking creepy ass movie.
Do not want to do it. Okay.
So I don't want to take you down to a dark place, but yeah.
If you maybe, hey, try your luck and be honest.
No, I wouldn't even tell you to do that. Honestly, what I would do is just stop messaging. I would block him and never return his messages and stuff. If the picture you stole is fine enough, then he probably thinks you're catfish anyway, so he probably won't be too devastated. So that's what I would do if I were you, just to save face.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey.
And don't do it again. Good luck, but catfishing literally never works out. Let's move on to the next question. Do you want to do one about somebody who's having trouble with a dumbass at work or a relationship question? Come on. Don't sound so enthusiastic.
The relationship.
All right. So this question comes from Andrea, and it says, I have recently been involved with a guy who has a habit of sleeping with his female friends and or having fuck buddies who turn into lasting friends. Personally, I feel like once you get into a relationship with someone, because of his previous history, he should stop hanging out with those friends he had relations with. Needless to say, he doesn't see it that way and feels that I should trust him. And since he is with me, that it shouldn't matter what happened in the past. I just can't shake the thoughts of knowing that I could be around his female friends and they're sitting there thinking I had your man and with that kind of demeanor. What should I do? Am I being unrealistic or does this all really boil down to trust? All right. Would you stop looking like that? You always be looking at the letters like you just can't believe people are having these problems. Like,
so here's the thing. I don't care.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. So she's saying that he's hanging around with all of these bitches that he once fucked.
He's friends with all of his like ex-girlfriends and his fuck buddies and stuff. Like, he's cool with these people.
He ex-girlfriends is one thing. Fuck buddies is something else.
Sorry, it says female friends and fuck buddies who turn into lasting friends.
So everyone he stick his dick. Yes. He stuck his dick in.
So he's one of these niggas who fucks his quote unquote platonic. He probably fucks them girls that he calls his little sister. I'm sure he does.
Isn't that weird?
That's probably some tiger shit.
Girls do that too, though. Oh, this is my bro and guys. Oh, yeah. This is my
and
brother.
And be steady fucking the entire time. Like, that's just not a word I can use for somebody I'm sleeping with.
Why would you even? I couldn't even.
I just can't. But anyway, like, I think when I was in my 20s, I probably could have identified with this more because I definitely would have been like, don't be talking to no bitch you used to fuck with and all that. Like, I feel like I would have felt that way then. But now I'm definitely more of the mindset of, if that's how he, like, if I'm with you and I know that you fucked around with other people and those people are your friends, I'm going to expect you to be mature enough to not still be fucking with them people and to be honest with me. Because otherwise, what you going to do? Date virgins? Which you, is no way to date somebody who ain't fucked around with. Can you stop making that Nene ass face?
Hell nah. Make some beats.
What is wrong with you? I'm sitting here trying to really
to
help
answer
this girl.
The question. It does boil down to trust. Some trust I don't feel I have at 27 years old yet. But let me tell you, because bitch, you friends with you're friends with your ex girlfriends and fuck. So you just a friendly ass nigga. You don't have a single person from like.
I mean, but if you're not cool with it, then why are you with him? Like, that's what I don't.
No, I totally agree.
You can't make nobody to do the stuff you want them to do. So if you feel like it's an issue for him to be friends with somebody he slept with before, then it's up to you. Like, you totally within your rights to break up with him. I just don't know where you're going to find somebody who ain't never slept with nobody else or who isn't friends with somebody that they have slept with before.
Right.
I feel like the older you get, people get more mature.
Yeah.
Or should. And it's very possible to end a relationship or a situation with somebody that you was fucking with and continue to be friends.
But you can, like, everyone has someone that they dated or slept with that they're still friends with.
Right.
And some people have lots of them. But I'm just saying, if it's something that you're not comfortable with,
right,
I can see why, then just don't.
But I don't see why you would be uncomfortable, honestly, if he's not still fucking them. Then why does it matter?
Because she doesn't believe he's not still fucking them.
Well, then you need to not be with him. But that ain't
there
the reason.
There you go.
This whole
that was easy,
thing.
Wasn't it? So that's the letters.
Are we done? You want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got somewhere to go.
Empire is tonight.
All right.
And it is 2 hours and it is the season finale. Drip drop. Next at Let's Pay Bills. Hey, y'all, listen, we know that life is hectic, especially during the winter, especially if you're somewhere cold. And if you're anything like me, you probably spend a lot of time being frozen at home and stuffing your face. Well, It's best if you stuff your face with some Nature Box. If you go to naturebox.com/3read, you can get a free trial. That's some free snacks. Who doesn't love those two words next to each other? And the best part about these snacks is that they are nutritionist approved. That means there are no artificial flavors, no colors, well, no artificial colors, and no artificial sweeteners, 0 grams trans fats, no high fructose corn syrup, and none of that other gross stuff. So go check out Nature Box. Chris will tell you more.
Yes, you guys can head on over to naturebox.com/3. Check out some of our very favorites like the sriracha cashews or the watermelon fruit chews, which are just so delicious and just in time if you need to feel super Negro and happy and special and proud of yourself. So head on over to naturebox.com/3. Again, pick up some of these great nutritionist approved snacks. Kid Fury and I love them. Sign up today. Get your trial box of 5 snacks. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you. That's naturebox.com/3. Time to smart snacker with the read.
You work. Let's get back to the show. Hey, girl, and we're back. I don't know.
You really just worked the very ends of my nerves.
I have to watch Empire.
Okay, fine. Do you want to hurry up and do your reads?
You're first.
All right, so I'm first. So earlier we talked about this fuck nugget of a person, and I just want to touch again on something Chris Brown did.
All right.
Which was comment on Instagram. All right. If you don't know, Chris Brown still uses Instagram for reasons no one can quite understand. And he commented on Karrueche's photo of a like her ass. It was like, I don't know what she was doing in the picture, but it was
a booty tooch, I think, right? Is what Tyra called it.
Yeah, it was something like that. You know, Karrueche ain't really got like no ass, but still, it's a cute picture. She's a cute girl. Whatever. I mean, you know, listen, you got it, flaunt it, all that. Nothing wrong with it.
I know you want it.
Chris Brown comments on this girl's picture and says something like, hey, sweetie, stay smart, stay beautiful, keep your head up, keep hustling. Like some shit you would see in like an eighth grade yearbook in 95.
Don't let that don't thought let, form out of anger.
Yes, some shit. Don't let the thought form out of anger, one love or some shit. Okay, so listen.
Girl.
First of all, Chris Brown, you have no room at all to call anyone else on God's living earth a thought. First of all, even though I say thought sometimes just for the convenience of it, it's dumb as fuck. That's like the acronym really itself, it just doesn't make any fucking sense. And when you say it, you sound stupid. I know when I say it, I sound dumb. Chris Brown, you sound dumb. Secondly, nigga, which one of you cheated on the other one and had a whole nother goddamn baby on the side? This baby is running up on a year fucking old and you comment on your ex picture telling her not to turn it to a thought? I sure wish somebody along the way had sat your little light-skinned ass and told your narrow behind to not be such a goddamn thought and quit sticking your dick anywhere it can and will go. And maybe then you wouldn't be in the situation you in right now. But all that aside, like, just the sheer number of fucking... Why? Can you stop treating me this way? Just the sheer amount of shit that Chris Brown put Karrueche through means that for tomorrow and next month and next year and the rest of her goddamn life, she can do whatever the fuck she feels like doing. Show her ass and her vulva in any ways that she deems responsible or necessary or pleasing unto herself. And there's not a goddamn thing he can say about it. It's way too many men in this world who feel like they are entitled to women's bodies and their opinions over women's bodies should be taken seriously or taken as most important. Nigga, not only were you not entitled to her body when the two of you were together, you damn sure not entitled to her pussy or anything else she's doing with it, including photographing and filtering it for Instagram. If she doesn't include you in that process, nobody has to give a fuck about you. Karrueche don't have to give a damn about your opinion as her ex, but you have done so much stupid shit that I really don't see how you have the nerve to point the finger at anybody for anything. You can't call nobody a hoe, Chris Brown. Everybody knows you a hoe. We seen your dick prints on Twitter. We seen the dick pics on TMZ, girl. We know about your sexual hoe tivitiness. You the one who told us that you be on the apps finding hoes, picking bitches out in the crowd to come backstage and eat Karrueche's pussy while she suck your dick or whatever. I don't know what the hell freaky sex shit y'all come up with. I just know that Chris Brown has committed so many different offenses over the year. But for him to part his mouth, honestly, and have a disparaging word to say about anybody the fuck else is just ungoddamn believable. Chris Brown, it's not your place, sweetie. You were put on this earth for many reasons to accomplish many things. Your mama lied and said you were the next Michael Jackson. That was a lie. Listen to me now about that. That was a falsehood. You not nobody's next Michael Jackson. You might. No, you actually not even the next Bobby Brown. You gonna be the next nigga on his way to jail at 6 feet under if you don't get your shit together. Keep your mouth shut and your fingers to yourself when it comes to talking about other people. And that's my read.
All right.
So that's it. What's yours this week?
So my read is going to be, keep in mind that read, like, the word read, when we use it, it doesn't have to be angry. It doesn't have to be mean. It can be. I don't even know why I'm saying this, because, girl, you should have just been quiet. But anyway, Raven Simone was on.
Oh, nah. I'm going to go ahead and
The View. No. So listen. No, you can't leave. I leave.
I can't leave. Are you sure?
You listen.
So I can't. I'm physically incapable of leaving, or?
So Raven was on The View as a co-host Monday, I believe. I didn't hear about this until today, though. I heard that Raven Simone pissed niggas off again, but I was just kind of like, oh, no.
Everybody, though. Actually, everybody.
Yeah. So apparently there is some show on Univision. I'm not even going to try the name of it or whatever, because, hey. But one of the hosts said that Michelle Obama looks like she's from the cast of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
He has since been fired. And they talked about it on The View. Rosie Perez, and I've always loved me some Rosie, said that a lot of Latin people recognize the fact that they are black, basically, or have African blood, as she said.
Well, as they should.
And a lot of Latin people don't. And there's a lot of racism in the Latin community. And I was so glad that she said it, because I was like, bitch, if you, I mean, because we can have that conversation.
Okay, because it's real.
But I'm going to be nice to you. Anyway, either way, that is something, and it's not even really just Latin people, because all up and through the Caribbean, even Jamaican people, there's a lot of colorism and like a lot of West Indians in general look down on Black American people, especially. And there's like lots of history of slavery, but whatever. We don't have time for that. Either way, the man said that Michelle Obama looked like a monkey, and not even a monkey, bitch, an ape. Good God.
And like reference the movie and everything. Like, could you be more disrespectful?
And then says, but it's true. Like,
to the First Lady of the United States of America, you said this.
So, at some point while they're talking about this, Raven jumps in and says, was he saying it like racist? Because he said that he voted for her, and I don't think he was saying it racist.
He voted for her to do what? He voted for Michelle Obama? When did Michelle Obama run for office?
To be in the...
Shut up, Raven.
...remix of the Planet of the Apes. You know they change the name every year. It's a different name.
I'm sorry. Please continue. Goddamn, that was dumb. He voted for her? All right. When was she on the ticket?
She then said something like, Michelle, don't fire me, but some people look like animals. She said, I look like a bird, so can I be mad if somebody calls me Toucan Sam? Whoopi Goldberg said, I'd be mad if someone called you Toucan Sam. Like, girl. And to which point, Raven kind of was just like, all right, never mind. She was just quiet.
Because she ain't going to argue with Whoopi. She knows where the line is.
So this is the thing with Raven. I feel like it's with this and then the whole thing with Oprah that she, I can't even remember exactly. But
no, the colorless American bullshit.
She seems to be, again, much like Common, under this idea that we all just need to, like, racism isn't a thing. Like, racism is something that can be avoided. Not everything is about racism.
Right.
And I think that with Common, his whole thing was like, this is what black people, like, he acknowledged that racism happens and this is what we need to do as black people to stop it. Whereas Raven is more so like, racism, what racism?
All I know about is just Jolly Ranchers girl and this new hair.
Woo, damn.
So the problem that now, first of all, and Rosie pointed it out, and I'm so glad that she did, especially being the Latin woman on the panel.
Right.
It's more than just, because yes, some people do resemble animals, but that's not what it's about. And even if he was just trying to say, oh, she looks like an ape, the fact that that has a context or a connotation or whatever with us, like, it has roots with the Black community.
It means something.
It means something. And I'd be hard pressed to believe Latin Univision, Television, whatever the fuck.
Whomever.
I don't believe that he don't know that Black people get called monkeys and apes. He knew exactly what the fuck he was doing. And furthermore, it's the first lady of the country. Mm-hmm. Like, have some goddamn respect. But for you to, as a Black woman, to say that, oh, well, some people just look like animals and trivialize it when you have to know the bigger picture, that's problematic. And I understand maybe Raven, you know, she light-skinned or bi-racial or multiracial.
Colorless
and has lived in this bubble of, you know, she's been a star since she was a kid. I don't know her life.
Yeah, no.
You know, but she seems very much to be one of those Black people that just don't want everything to be a label. And, you know, let's just all hold hands and ride the magic school bus and whatever the fuck. Like, nobody has, like, just because you are realistic with what's going on, just because you call a spade doesn't mean you're a bigot. It doesn't mean that you're angry. Why do Black people have, like, we keep falling for this illusion that as Black people, if we speak up and we say that this shit is wrong, that shit is racist, this ain't okay, that we're angry people and, like, we're
for pointing out what's going on.
Right. And you, especially as a person in the entertainment industry, or really any industry in this country, you feel like, well, I need to be a person who kind of, like, dismiss, because I see it happen all the time, and I'm not necessarily sure it's happening here, because she knew what she was saying, and I'm not sure if she 100% believes this. Again, I don't know Raven, but I see all the time Black people dismiss racism out of like the desire to appease, you know, the white, like, white America, basically, to fit this mold of I'm not threatening, and hey, white folk, do what you want, and whatever order it is, it's yours, girl. I just want a seat at this table. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy for those kind of people who, like, almost, who, like, rely on white America or white people to, like, get by. Or you don't really have to, because you don't have to rely on white people to get by in this motherfucking country. But to, like, reach the heights that, like, a Kanye West wants to reach, you can't piss off certain white folk. You just can't. And so, but you don't have to lie to yourself or to other people. You can be honest. You can tell the truth. Or you could have sat your ass at that panel and not said anything during that portion of it at all.
But don't sit up here and act like you don't know why it's racist to say that the first lady looks like a goddamn ape or could have been in a fucking movie. Like, bitch, you know why that's racist. And you know why it's not the same as somebody calling you a fucking toucan.
Even if people look like animals, like, you have to take, that's not what this is. Like, you're looking at this at the surface and you're not acknowledging the weight that it has to it. Because guess what? White folk who heard that shit, who are racist and don't like Black folk, don't like Obama, don't like whoever, they heard this shit. They're not saying, oh, well, you know, some people really just look like animals. They're saying, yes, that monkey ass bitch in my White House.
Yes.
Dirtying
it, sullying, like, it with their Black asses. Like, people are not, I'm not fooling with Raven, because she sat up there on The View and really acted like she had no idea why what she said didn't make any fucking sense.
And then she went on Twitter afterwards and was like, some comments are rude, some are disrespectful, and some are racist. Try to not exchange one For the other. My comments aren't based off race. That doesn't mean I'm trying to be different, be a different race altogether. I love our history, family. And then she goes into all the different cultures besides just African.
Who is our? I don't know the colorless history. I don't know the colorless story.
What I'm saying is, this is what it is. Like, you're taking it and you're taking racism outside of it because you want for us to coexist and be happy and like let's right. all run through the field.
You think that's the solution.
And pick shamrocks or whatever.
Right.
Let's just all be great friends. That's not realistic. Mm-hmm. And you have to call a spade a spade. And if you're not comfortable with calling a spade, then just don't say anything. That's it.
And that's it.
So that's it, girl. That was the read this week. Oh, that hurt. But
you are just in such a rush to get home and watch Empire. You cannot even sit still.
So many seasons of That's So Raven. Just a really great show.
It is. And I have always liked Raven. But these comments lately about race and society and how this shit works have just been so wrong. They have just been so
They're problematic. But what's the thing about it and the reason I'm trying to like, not really sugarcoat it, but like I'm dancing around it instead of going in is because I personally feel like in the scenario with these two anyway, that it's coming, it's not like a malicious thing and their intent is good. And I don't know if they really are seeing that what you're saying is kind of like problematic. It's a little counterproductive, but I don't feel like you're, for the instance, like Kanye is out here just at this point, like just wants for, I don't know, Donatella Versace or somebody to pet him.
Yeah. But I feel like that's kind of worse. To say these things when you are somebody who has such a huge platform, you have so many people listening to you, to say this stuff that is just so completely ignorant and short-sighted and doesn't really offer a real solution or puts the solution on Black people like it's something we need to change or adapt to fix racism. That's where I feel like it's worse than somebody who's just outwardly racist. Like, I'd rather hear just, you know, some hillbilly from Alabama talk about stringing niggas up, honestly, than hear Common talk about Black men just need to extend the hand of love to white people in order to eradicate racism.
Because listen, not everything is racist. Like, some things I can't acknowledge, like, okay, well, that bitch was tripping, you know, but I'm never going to like brush some very blatant prejudice under the rug because it'll make somebody else uncomfortable, especially the oppressor. You the one doing me wrong. Why I gotta be nice to you?
There you go. That's really it.
So that was the read, girl.
Yes. That's it. That wraps up another episode. Make sure you check us out on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read. And check out our website, thisistheread.com. Do you have any announcements this week, Kid Fairy?
We talked about coming to Memphis and Coral Springs next month.
Yes, you can check thisistheread.com to see dates for when we will be in those cities and links for tickets and such as, let's see, anything else with you?
No, I think that I'm pretty good. Facebook and Twitter.
Oops. Yeah, shout out to everybody who has been watching our new web series, The Green Experiment, with Asante and Dustin on YouTube. So find Kid Fury's YouTube channel and subscribe to him there in order to see more of those.
More to come.
Yes. And I think that's it for me this week. Do you have an acronym or not? Nah?
No, but I'm really still thinking about you said the word vulva and how funny that word has always been to me.
That was like a good 30 minutes ago, friend.
Vulva.
We're gonna have to see y'all next week.
Bye.